This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In the year that brought us the coronavirus pandemic, we've also seen an isolation, a loneliness pandemic. The way we relate to friends and family has been dramatically impacted by various styles of lockdown around the world. Snap Inc., along with Snapchat, have conducted a friendship research survey, finding out how Australians have been preserving and perhaps renewing friendships online and what kind of impact social media platforms have had on those feelings of loneliness and depression. I spoke with their youth friendship expert, Dana Kerford from You Are Strong, to find out what the results of this survey showed.
I think 2020 has been a year that has really shined a light on friendship. We've realized how important friendships are in our lives and how important they are to our well-being. And so Snapchat's Global Friendship Report for this year really focused on that and taking a look at how friendships have changed. And the report revealed just what we know to be true, that we absolutely leaned on technology in 2020 to connect with the people that we love the most. So it was really cool to see that, you know, 79% of Australians felt that these online platforms actually helped them maintain and in some cases even improve their friendship.
And we're very fortunate that we live in a time where we've got access to digital communication and that way to stay connected with friends, because I think this year would have felt very different if we hadn't. But when you're not able to have the same kind of face-to-face interaction, are there any kind of ways people online have been trying to emulate that sort of trip to the beach, the catch up over coffee, those more, I suppose, intimate in some ways, hangouts with people? Have they tried to recreate that online in any way?
I think we're so adaptable as humans. I think that we really found lots of creative ways to connect with our friends. And, you know, it's interesting when you think about what friendship really is. You know, I asked this actually of teachers just last week, and they said things like, friendship is my friend asking me how the interview went, or my friendship is my friend checking in on me after a really bad day, or friendship is having that belly laugh with my friend till my eyes are watering.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's really what friendship is all about. It's, we can achieve those same feelings, those high quality connections through the online platform. So we still see that we saw that in 2020. The Snapchat report, one of my favorite things I noticed was that it uncovered that Australians were having deeper, more meaningful connections digitally, which I thought was really, really cool. And again, I think speaks to how adaptable we are.
And it's really encouraging to see that there is a positive side to the way we interact on social media, because so often you hear how it can make people feel lonely. It can obviously be something that makes us feel depressed. So what kind of things can we be doing to use it to find connection, to use it to alleviate loneliness as opposed to feeding those feelings?
Interesting. I think there's some misconceptions around social media and loneliness. When you take a look at the research, we know that your social media, your network online mirrors your network in person. We are friends with people online that we've actually met in real life, IRL, as the kids say, first. And so the digital communication platforms really are a tool to enhance those relationships. Loneliness, however, when we look at that, typically those people who go to social media and feel lonelier were already lonely before. And so it kind of exacerbates those feelings. The most powerful, you know, antidote to loneliness is friendship, is deep, meaningful connections. And it's not about having a big network. We really are big believers in quality over quantity. It's about those quality relationships, those people that you feel close to. You know, and the research also shows that we typically have on average, about four really close friends. Mm. And you don't need to have, hundreds, just even one close friend that you feel like they get you, they see you, they understand you, and you can be open and vulnerable with them. That's That's really what we need in our relationship.
Well, it gets a little bit too difficult probably to maintain too many more than that in a really deep and authentic way. But what did the report say about how many people are creating new friendships online as opposed to just maintaining existing ones? I mean, you mentioned people normally have met in real life first before they connect online. But is that always the case, or are people generating brand new connections, brand new strong friendships in some of these digital spaces?
You know what? It's interesting. So the report showed 79% of Australians felt that they had improved or maintained connections. There's not a lot of research showing that people are making brand new friends. I do know for adolescents, and obviously we work a lot with tweens and teens in our work, and often with their relationships that they do, their friendships that they do have online, they sometimes meet mutual friends, right? Friends of friends. So they might be playing a game, a video game online, and they've introduced a friend that they have to someone else. But yeah, no, it's interesting that we really do use social media and kind of these, and I say tools because they really are tools to enhance our relationships. We really do use them with friendships that we already have.
Yeah, and I suppose if you're meeting friends of friends, that at least means there's somebody who's kind of a check between you and this other person. You've got somebody who can vouch for that new friend that you might be about to make.
Yeah, well, and the report revealed the top priority for Australians around friendship is trust, and we teach kids that trust and respect are the two most important qualities in a friendship. And so it was really cool to see that Australians were reporting trust was the number one top priority for them. And absolutely, when you know that your friend is friends with someone else, there is that, you immediately kind of feel that sense of trust with them.
Yeah, it absolutely kind of shortcuts that process of building trust. But there is a difference, as you've mentioned, between the way adolescents and perhaps adults form friendships and maintain them online. Was there any real difference your report found about how men and women play out their friendships online?
You know what? It's interesting. I think that there are so many myths around men and women and friendships, girls and boys, and we kind of assume that there's a difference. But the reality is social connection is a human basic need. We all crave that connection, and actually gender doesn't have anything to do with it. I've heard lots of stories of men who've been reaching out to their friends online as well. There is some research that shows that adolescent boys typically play more video games with their friends online than girls do. But when it comes to communicating, I think, men and women are very similar. They all, want these connections and reach out to their friends. I have not seen any research on the amount of emojis that men and women, but if I had to guess, I'm thinking that women might use more emojis.
Yes, I would 100% agree with you there. So it doesn't really matter what our communication looks like. We're all actually finding some form of connection with people. So that's good to hear.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So after doing this report, what were the key takeaways for you that we can use to apply to creating more meaningful online friendships? Were there things that you drew out that are kind of tips now in terms of how to form meaningful relationships online?
Yeah. Do you know what? I was so excited about the report to see. It was really positive, actually, to see that so many of us had reconnected with old friends. We have been having deeper conversations. We've recognized that friendships are really important. But there was one little piece of information that I think is really useful, that 66% of Australians wished their friends reached out more. And, I think that that's a really important thing for us to hold on to, that our friends really want to hear from us. And a high quality connection doesn't have to be a long conversation. It could be a quick little shout out to your friend. Actually, the report also spoke about the importance of humor and that Australians really love to have a laugh with their friend, sending your friend a funny meme or, an inside joke, that kind of thing. So those little moments of connection really have a very big impact on our well-being and can really boost and elevate our mood. So I would say that's the number one thing. You know, friendships, we need to prioritize them. And I think we've done that and we've realized the power of that. But reach out to your friends, connect with them. And really, when we think of loneliness, the best way to combat loneliness is to have some deep and meaningfuls with your friends.
Yeah, yeah. It's not surprising that people want their friends to reach out more, because there's nothing like getting a message from a friend saying they're thinking of you or just having someone check in. So maybe that's what we can do today. Just message that friend who you've been thinking of but haven't reached out to yet. But Dana, thank you so much for your time talking with us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, and thank you so much. And we're thinking about our friends in Melbourne. I'm so excited that they get to be out and about hanging out with their friends today.
Yeah, soon we can cross the borders and enjoy some time with each other. But you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.